وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices for his beautiful deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yut'imuna at-ta'ama ala hubbihi miskinan wa yatiman wa asira. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, continuing with the reward for those who are provided with sufficiently and they remain content and patient and they abstain from asking anyone by placing their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is not having a lot of possessions. Rather, true wealth is wealth of the soul. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abu Dharr, do you think that having a lot of wealth is affluence? I replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, do you think having little wealth is poverty? I replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, true affluence is affluence of the heart, and true poverty is poverty of the heart. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu certainly loves a person who is content, forbearing, and abstentious. He detests a person who is shameless, immoral, and a persistent beggar. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing on the pulpit and talking about charity and abstaining from begging, he said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is the hand that abstains from begging, and the lower hand is the hand that begs. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Start giving charity to your relatives first. The best charity is that which is given during affluence. He who seeks to be abstentious, Allah jalla jalaluhu will make him abstentious. He who seeks independence, Allah jalla jalaluhu will make him independent. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that some people from the Ansar asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he gave them. They asked him again, and he gave them. They asked him again, and he gave them. Then when he had nothing left, he said, whatever good I have, I will never hoard it from you. He who seeks to be abstentious, Allah jalla jalaluhu will make him abstentious. He who seeks independence, Allah jalla jalaluhu will make him independent. He who seeks patience, Allah jalla jalaluhu will make him patient. Allah jalla jalaluhu did not give anyone a gift that is better and more encompassing than patience. Abstentious means self-restraining. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first three people who will enter paradise, and the first three who will enter the hellfire were shown to me. As for the first three who will enter paradise, they are, number one, the martyr, number two, a slave who fulfilled the worship of his sustainer and fulfilled his duties to his master, number three, a chaste and abstentious, and a self, a chaste and a person, an abstentious person having a family, self-reliant. As for the first three who will enter the hellfire, they are an oppressive leader, a wealthy, number two, a wealthy person who does not fulfill the dues of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in his wealth, and number three, a poor person who is proud. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who can guarantee me that he will not ask the people for anything, I guarantee him with paradise. I said, I give you this guarantee. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala therefore never asked anyone for anything. Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah adds, Thoban's whip used to fall down while he was riding, but he would never ask anyone to pass it to him. He would get down and pick it up himself. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will you pledge allegiance and you will receive paradise in return? I replied, yes. I extended my hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following while making a condition. On condition that you do not ask anyone anything. I said, yes. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, even if your whip, if it falls down, you yourself must get down and pick it up. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will pledge allegiance? Thoban, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, we have already pledged allegiance, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, on this condition that you will not ask anyone anything. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala asked, what reward will he receive, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, paradise. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala anhu pledged allegiance. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I saw Thoban in Makkah Mukarramah in the most crowded place. His whip will fall down while he's riding. At times, it will fall on the shoulder of a person. The person will take it and pass it to Thoban, but he will not take it till he got off and took it personally. The reward for he who gives a poor person something to wear. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best of deeds is bringing happiness to a believer. You covered his aura, that part of the body which has to be covered. You satisfied his hunger, or you fulfilled the need of his. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Muslim who clothes a Muslim with a garment to cover his nakedness, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will clothe him with the green garments of paradise. The Muslim who feeds a Muslim to remove his hunger, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will feed him with the fruits of paradise. The Muslim who gives liquid to a Muslim to remove his thirst, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give him the sealed wine of paradise to drink. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a Muslim clothes a Muslim with a garment, the former is under the protection of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as long as even a tattered piece of that garment remains on that Muslim. Al-Hakim rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. He who clothes a Muslim with a garment will continue being under the protection of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as long as a thread or strand of it remains on him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Umar ibn Abdul Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu wore a new garment and said, all praise is due to Allah who clothed me with that which I cover my aura and with which I beautify myself in my life. He then said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who wears a new garment and says, all praise is due to Allah who clothed me with that with which I cover my aura and with which I beautify myself in my life and goes and takes out the garment which he wore off and gives it in charity, then he will be under the wing of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, under the protection of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, under the guard of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, while he is alive and dead. The reward for feeding food for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. They give food for his love to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, thinking to themselves, we feed you solely for the pleasure of Allah. We desire no recompense from you, nor any thanks. We fear from our sustainer a day of dejection, of misery. So Allah saved them from the evil of that day and bestowed them with brightness and joy. This is your recompense, and your endeavor has been accepted. As Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as to what Islam is best. He replied that you give food to eat, and you greet him whom you know, and he whom you do not know. As Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, worship the merciful, give food to eat, and extend the greeting, the salam, and you will enter paradise with peace. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are rooms in paradise where the outside can be seen from the inside, and the inside can be seen from outside. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu prepared them for he who gives food to eat, extends the greeting, and offers salah while people are asleep. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me of something which if I do, I will enter paradise. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that you give food to eat, extend the greeting, maintain ties of kinship, and offer salah at night while the people are asleep, you will enter paradise with peace. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, deeds which expiate sins are giving food to eat, extending the greeting, and offering salah at night while the people are asleep. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best charity is that you feed a hungry person. Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who feeds a believer till he satisfies his hunger, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will admit him through a particular door of paradise which no one except he who is like him will enter. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, surely from among the deeds that make paradise incumbent is the feeding of a hungry Muslim. Al-Hakim rahimahullah also narrated the above hadith as follows. From among the deeds that make the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu incumbent is the feeding of a poor Muslim. Al-Bayhaqi rahimahullah also narrates the above hadith in Ash-Shu'ab as follows. From among the deeds that make forgiveness incumbent is the feeding of a hungry Muslim. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me a deed that will admit me into paradise. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your address to me was very short, but your question is very comprehensive. Free the slave and liberate the imprisoned. If you are unable to do that, then feed the hungry and quench the thirst of the thirsty. The virtue of feeding the poor, quenching the thirst of one who is thirsty, is has been encouraged so much in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is this act we must try and do, knowing well the situation of the Muslims in Gaza and in other parts of the world who are suffering from famine and hunger. We ourselves should not be extravagant, you know, in our functions, etc., and keep a portion for these destitute Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will procure his rewards for us in the akhirah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.